What crazy lengths has someone gone to get you to go out with them, and did it work? 317-239-1009.
Last night, I was swiping away on Bumble, trying to find my future husband, and I came across this lovely-looking guy named Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Shout out to Doug. He's a sweetheart. He really is. So, you know, this isn't something to call him out in a mean way. It's just, it's cute, but I got to be honest here and share this with you. So, Doug and I matched, and he doesn't have in his bio where he's from, so you always assume that who you're talking to is from here local, you know? So I was like, I always ask that too, because it is my number one pet peeve finding out when guys are not even from here, because it's a waste of my time. I've done the long distance thing. I have flown to New York City to see a guy I was talking to. I used to drive like 7 hours and go see somebody that lived in Knoxville every weekend. I've done it all. I've had somebody that lived in Portland come fly to see me. Like, it's annoying. It sucks doing long distance, and I want to try to find somebody I can actually like get to know here in real life in person on a regular basis.
And see more than once a year.
Yeah. And so I'm talking to him, and I go, do you live here? And he said, sadly, I don't. This is my first of two business trips out here. And I said, because I'm so sick. I feel like every guy I match with is just something that happens to me. Every guy's not from here. So I was saying that like I was disappointed. And basically like, well, I'm uninterested now because I'm not going to waste my time with somebody that doesn't even live here. So then he says, well, I'm just going to be honest then. I honestly think you're hands down the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I was going to go for a walk around the canal later tonight and then find somewhere to eat. Any chance you'd like to join me and maybe show me around?
Then afterwards, I can kill you and dump you in the canal.
And I was like, he probably knew, because it took me a minute to write back, because I was like thinking like, how am I going to turn him down? And so I was like taking a second, and then he double texted me. He said, if you think about it, only good can come of this. And then I said, that's so nice. The only thing is, I live 30 minutes north of downtown. I don't really go out on weekdays since I have to be up and or get up really early. I go to bed very early, but enjoy the canal. It's gorgeous. He said, okay, hear me out. When do you go to bed? And I was like, oh, here we go. So he's trying to wheel and deal with me. I said, 8 o'clock, and this was like 6:30 at night when he's texting me. So I said, 8. It takes me 1 hour and 15 minutes to get ready because I was sitting there with no makeup on. Like, I have makeup on today because we're filming a video after the show. But if you look on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, I look like the Crypt Keeper 99% of the time during the morning show, because I roll out of bed, I have zero makeup, and I'll be honest, I'm very self-aware. I know that I am not a girl that's pretty without makeup. Like, I look pretty rough. I look like a completely different person with a full face on. So I knew I wasn't gonna be like just getting ready in 15 minutes meeting him. It'd take a minute to get this face looking decent. So I said, it takes me 1 hour and 15 minutes to get ready. It's a 30-minute drive. I wouldn't even be getting down there till I had to go to bed. I'm sorry. He said, and then he kept going. He said, okay, just think about this. I'm sure you look stunning now. You don't even need to get ready. So get in an Uber. I'll even pay for it. That'll put you here at 6:15. We can walk the canal for 15 minutes. I'll call, make us a reservation along the canal that leaves us 1 hour for dinner, and then I promise I'll have you in an Uber at 7:30. I said, I have zero makeup on. My hair is in a messy bun. I'm not even suitable for a junkyard. Thanks, but no thanks. And he kept going the rest of the night, like, still trying to convince me, and I just eventually, like, stopped replying. I'm sure he's a nice guy, and, like, the first time, I'm cool with the guy asking me out. If I say no, he, like, gives it one more shot. Like,
be a
what
little
he did.
Persistent.
Like,
yeah.
A little bit persistent, I think, is really, like, flattering, and I'm into that. But if I still say no after the second time you try to approach me about a date, then like, dude, like, it no means no, you know, in all aspects of dating, physical, non-physical, whatever, like, no means no. So I got annoyed at that point. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but like, bro, cool your jets. So then I just started thinking, like, you know, at some point with some woman, this kind of thing has worked though. So then I started thinking about, you know, how has somebody like crazily pursued you to try to get you to go out? And then what did they do? And then did it work? Did you deny them like I did? Or were you like, okay, I'm going to give this guy a chance. And then now you're married or something.
All right. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. You should have just told the guy this. Just leave me alone.
I should have just sent him our Joe and Alex Show Instagram and said, bro, this is what I look like right now. I have no makeup on. I guarantee you don't want to go out with me still.
Let's see. I think we got John on line one. If he's still there. John, did you have something happen where you went to crazy lengths to go after somebody?
Slightly crazy lengths. I actually met my wife on Bumble.
Ooh, Alex,
how?
Listen.
Tell me.
How? I got very, very lucky. It was like shortly after I moved to Indianapolis about a year and a half ago. And I was living in a hotel at the time for a few months for temporary living. And I was just kind of swiping, figuring out who I could meet. And I matched with my now wife. And I was like, man, I was like, she's so pretty. I was like, she just it was everything just like, she seemed like a really nice girl, and she kept saying she was sick. And I felt like that was like a, I don't want to hang out type sick.
Yeah.
So I was really nervous about that. So I kept telling her that my immune system is like a team of ninjas. And we had to hang out anyway.
That's
and
cute.
We did. And we've hung out every day since then and then got married. And yeah, so it's gone well.
Okay. What was on her Bumble bio or profile that made you swipe right and made you think, I've got to pursue this girl. And even though she's sick, get her to go out with me.
Well, first off, she's a real cute blonde girl. That always helps. And she had pictures of her two dogs on there. One's a chocolate lab and the other one's a Catahoula leopard dog.
What a hooga hooba booba boo.
you have to Google it. Her name's Dixie. She's super cute. She's a Catahoula leopard dog.
Boo boo mama
kind
juju.
Of a rare breed. Exactly. But, she's got one blue eye, one brown eye. And then she had a picture of, the other one is a chocolate lab and he was a puppy. So he was super, super cute, and I love dogs.
Okay.
It seems like John wanted to go out for the dogs more than her.
Yeah. Who are you really trying to go out with, John? That's cute.
Dude, man, thank you for calling in. All right. I like this. 317-239-1009. What crazy links has someone gone to try to get you to go out with them? And did it work? Or absolutely not. You're like, dude. Just leave me alone.
Somebody's going to call in and say they got a restraining order. You know what's going to happen.
Oh, please call in. We'll get the cops involved.